Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, there's the story Jesus tells of the Pharisee and the publican. And it says, the Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. You know, I know many people think, you know, I'm a good person. I don't cheat on my taxes. I don't sleep around. I'm not purposefully cruel to people. I do my part. When I look at the world and see all the bad actors out there, I feel fairly justified in indulging in a little self-righteous indignation. You know, when we feel this way, we find that we are the Pharisee in the story of the Pharisee or the publican or the Pharisee and the tax collector. It's not that we're completely prideful, but there's more than a little condescension in the way that we look at others. We overstate our own goodness as we look with disapproval on the lives and decisions of others. It happens within our families, in our workplaces, anywhere we interact with people. You know, but being a good person is not just about being the least offensive creature on the planet. Jesus said, no one but God alone is good. Therefore, you know, we should be honest with ourselves and confess our sins to God because we are all sinners in need of God's grace and forgiveness. And that's the truth. And it is good. It is good to admit it to ourselves and to admit it to God. Let's pray for that. Lord, we are sinners. There may be certain sins that we've been able to avoid, but we've not been able to steer clear of a fair amount of pride, self-importance, and condescension. We look down on others. We don't know if we do so in an attempt to feel better about ourselves or because we're naturally inclined to submit others to a judgmentalism that we would never want to have to endure ourselves. Whatever the case, Lord, we know we're flawed. We know we're as broken and as sinful as the next person. So we ask that you would have mercy on us, that you would forgive us, that you would love us. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.